By the way, how many years now at Juanita Palisade for coaching duties are you up to now?
I'm at 20.
Wow.
20 years, yeah.
Incredible.
2006 was the spring of 2006 when I started.
That's amazing, Don. That's amazing. You love the sport. Yes. You were great, fantastic back high school days, and now you just want to keep with it, and you love the sport, don't you?
I do. I enjoy it. There's times when it's, challenging at times, but I enjoy it.
That's terrific. How are the numbers, girls and boys, that are wanting to Palisade for the spring?
You know, the numbers are pretty good. We have quite a few injuries coming off of the previous seasons of football and basketball. And so that's going to kind of make our squad look a little bit different. But they're out. They're just not like released, or they had surgeries and things like that. And so there's quite a few of them. So hopefully they can get healed up and get back to going their normal routine.
I know Mesa from basketball was just coming back in. I don't know if that was affecting her track-wise as well. Maybe it is.
It is. She just had ACL surgery the Monday right after our season ended. And so, I don't know when she'll be able to come back. So that was a big one for us on the girls' side. And then Abby Blackman's having surgery on her hip. And so she's not going to be competing for us like in long jump like we had her.
I know a young lady by the name of McKenna Detker did a super job of coming back here at late in the basketball season, getting some playing time. Is she a go? Everything good for track now?
Yes. Once she had her surgery in November, she's back. We're not like where we need to be yet, but we are getting there slowly and surely. And so she's been working really hard as well, but she is running and she's going to compete on Thursday. And so I think she's a little nervous because she knows she's not kind of where she needs to be, but it'll be all right. I told her, what's the end game?
Exactly. And sticking with the ladies, you've got a couple of girls still not competing yet, but there's some others that really had a great seasons last year that are back once and competing on the girls' side this year, aren't they?
Yeah, Emma Acton's back, and so we're excited to see what she can do on our 4x8 relay on the girls. We're going to be trying to find another leg because we graduated a senior that was on that leg last year, and Adeline Einspire, she's been working really hard, and Lily Littrell's our thrower girl. So it's going to be exciting for some of the field events for her. And Cameron Fanning, she's back, and so she was helping with relays and some individual events. Annalene Ramirez, she's my distance, and so it'll be interesting to see how that goes because she started cross country for the first time at the fall season, and so it'll be I'm happy for her to see what she can do with the 3200 and the mile this year plus the 4x8. And then Molly Uris is back, and she did relays for us, and she pole vaults.
So no question, you've got some girls that got a score for you, and they're expecting for themselves and yourself, hey, we're 1 year older, stronger, we're going to be that much better this year.
Yes. And then ending that was my senior girls. So Maggie D. Wester's throwing for us. And Lily Dental is back. So she was injured last year and had ankle surgery. And so hopefully she's looking forward to her high jump and maybe some middle distance for us. And then, of course, McKenna Detcher is my sprinter, and she was on the 4x1 last year. And so she's looking forward to helping us out in that area. And then I'm really excited for the incoming freshmen. Kaya Applegarth's coming in, and so she's going to be high jumping and then maybe running some hurdles for us. And then McKinley Stoller hurt her back, and so I don't know if she'll be competing with us this year, but she was our thrower, so that was an exciting one coming in for us. We'll just have to play it day by day with her back. And then the sprinter for us coming in as a freshman, I'm excited to see, is Natalie Walker. So she might be on some relays and doing some individual jumping and some individual events for us.
Is that Grant's little sister?
Yes, it is Grant's sister.
So there you go. It's if she runs like her older brother did, you're going to be in good shape for a couple of years now.
Yeah, she's really fun to watch. She's working really hard, and she loves track, and she's so excited. So it'll be a fun season for these girls, and hopefully we can get some of them back. And I don't think I forgot anybody. I hope I didn't, but yeah. So
and on the boys' side,
to see.
Yeah, no question. The boys' side, you got some pretty good kids back as well.
We do. We got a lot of senior boys, which is fun, and they've been doing a great job leading our squad. And so, like Noah Salmon, And Dre Minor, they're our throwers, and Dre went to state last year. And so he's kind of battling a shoulder injury right now. So we're going to take it day by day with him. And then we have Cameron and Connor McCrum. They work so hard, and the boys were on our relays and some individual things that they did. And so they're really leading our team right now.
So some great boys as well. And I take it you got some freshmen, eighth graders now, freshmen that will maybe step in and see what they can do this year.
Yeah, we only have two freshmen coming in, and so it's exciting to see for them. They had some experience last year's junior high kids, and so we'll see. I have one, his name's Bobby Fields, and the other one's Kaysen Hicks, and so one's a thrower and one's a sprinter. And then my boys in the sophomore class coming back is Wyatt Hilbert. He really worked hard, and he was one of the relays that just missed the 4x4 going to state last year. And so we're looking forward to seeing what he can do. And then with the juniors, Creighton Weiss and David Briner. They're our wrestlers, and they're coming in from the season, and so they're really excited to see what they can do. And those boys really like that 4x1 and the 4x4.
Well, Don, you're off to Perkins County for a kind of an early season. There's not many teams, I don't think, involved with this, but it's a nice way to get the season kick-started in the right way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like modified scrimmage, but a practice. I mean, it's just kind of getting out there, getting used to the AccuTrack and the gun is like really important, and just kind of competing for yourself because they don't, there's no team points or medals or anything. And I really like it because it's really laid back and it kind of gets the jitters out and then really gets the kids started in the first season of track. So it's kind of really nice to have a small quad together with Perkins County and some of the other teams coming.
Awesome. And we will see you for the first time, Don Stein Invite at Cambridge here in a couple of Saturdays from now.
Yes, that'll be nice because then that's kind of a big meet. And so kind of a big jump from start of it till second week of season. So that'll be nice to have and be some really good competition going to Don Stein.